But I can't even say nothing. No.
So now you're behaving. Now you behave.
Mm-mm. Ooh. Mm-mm. No, not as in I'm behaving, as in I'm speechless.
Hi everyone. It's so nice to see you. I love this space the ethnics have created.
Oh, yeah,
it's so
same.
Nice to see everyone.
Okay, Ali, okay, I saw.
I wanna I'm mad.
Ali's pissed off.
Ali is so pissed off.
This is all your fault.
Angel, so nice to see you. Hi, Pepper. Hi,
I'm actually blaming Angel.
I'm in shock, guys. I'm actually in shock.
Kiss me hard before you go.
Like, this is actually some
hey.
You guys, just keep one eye out for Selena, and that's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Keep one eye out for Selena.
Oh, hi, Angel.
Angel.
Hey.
Angel.
Hi.
Hello.
Just want to say, Angel, shut the fuck up.
Not you. Keep it word.
Guys, all I have to say is, we better lay low.
We better lay low.
Oh, Angel, please.
Guys, I got one thing to say. One eye sleeping, one eye open when I'm sleeping. One eye.
No, guys, I took a 30-minute nap. What did I come back to?
We better lay low.
No.
Angel.
30-minute nap and I'll come back from Bomba Atomica.
Keep it where it's supposed to be, you guys.
I was in bed.
I was tired.
Guys,
I'm awake
asleep.
Now.
I was okay. Asleep.
You guys know damn well, talk in code.
But y'all, what is this thing?
Guys,
but
y'all,
what is sleep? But you can't
I've
get it by mistake.
Tomorrow.
You can't get it by mistake.
Oh my God.
But you can't get it by mistake.
Yeah.
Pick it up if
you want.
Beaver is massive. Georgia, Beaver is massive.
Why are we opening a space?
Guys,
guys,
I thought we were a family. That's the thing.
Isn't it?
We are. Okay, everybody, how was your guys' day?
Fucking shit now.
Guys, don't believe Jafar there.
Angel, you better lay fucking low.
Lay the fuck low.
Wow, this is making me cry. And
I
didn't
want to write a song.
I really didn't want to write a song. Yeah, Navy, make a graphic.
Listen to me. This song is going to be the first song they play tomorrow morning. Watch.
Guys, I'm clutching my pearls. I'm actually clutching
literally,
my pearls.
Guys, I'm hanging onto my hat.
I didn't want to write a song.
I'm so offended.
Guys, I'm shaking
like,
my
I
head.
I literally got dragged. Angel dragged me because of what I used to do. And now?
I'm
throwing away like
Ali
I don't mean
straight.
Guys, I feel used.
Ali's even co-host today, imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just co-hosting so I can meet the hell out of Angel.
Georgia, put me on co-host.
Damn!
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Angel,
is that Navy?
You're gonna sit right here.
Wait, who's playing music? Someone play This Is The Way You Left Me by Mika.
It's starting to feel like a witch hunt against me, and I didn't even do anything.
Scorpio, are you playing music?
I can't. I'm in bed.
No.
This is
bed.
This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No. Okay, cool. Thank you for not joining in, guys.
Because we don't know the song.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bit too
it's
white,
a band.
Is it a white song?
A bit
yeah,
of white
song.
White.
It's.
Is it white?
It absolutely is, but it's
okay.
A banger.
We've reached a point, guys. Can someone please explain what's going on with these
no.
games?
With what?
No,
yeah. Matter of fact, let's talk about
shit.
That.
No, let's talk
so
about
much,
it.
Angel, you know more than
we
do.
We,
Angel,
we
you know more than I do.
No,
exactly.
I don't.
Come on, Angel.
This is an in and out kind of space.
We have an audience, guys.
Angel, this isn't a space.
Wait, Helena's writing a letter. Helena's writing a letter.
Okay.
Wait, what is the letter?
Someone screenshot it. Someone screenshot it, please.
What's the letter? That's your job.
Is it a diss track?
Is it a diss track?
Oh no, she's writing a letter to her love. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, huh? Wait, no. Birthday's the 27th.
Inshallah, Angel will get me to a bomb somewhere.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I'm gonna Pepper. I'm gonna commit.
Why is she writing the letter now?
Angel, please, someone put her on mute.
She's writing a letter.
Angel, check and verify. You
hi, man. She reeled us in with
today,
high blood pressure.
Your voice is really,
she'll always send us to war one day. She'll send us
reeled
to
us in with high blood pressure. She said, oh, Angel, oh, take it easy, Angel.
Your name is Angel. We believe you.
Angel.
Angel.
I just can't believe this.
I bet she don't even have blood pressure.
I'm baffled.
Beefer.
Guys, no, Angel is real. Let's talk about those DMs.
Okay,
what?
Navy.
Navy,
let's talk about the DMs. Because the DMs
go down
crazy.
In the DMs.
It's a bit
go
crazy. Down. Who received one?
I had a dream about Zaudi. Wild.
Oh, that's crazy.
No one asked her about
Are
it.
Like,
no one asked
her. No, no, no. That's, I'm that? Saying that's what Navy.
No.
Listen. She was definitely doing a fan service thing.
Exactly, she wanted her MLK moment so bad. I had a dream about him.
Nice, I got a burrito.
Like,
I hope he choked on it.
They just asked you, can you be on space? And you want to reply,
I was joking.
I can't. I dreamed about Zeldy. I'm so worried about her, bitch.
Nah, I'm releasing the 30-minute space.
In that, is it that in that same dream you dreamed of having sex with Javier? Because tell me. Don't make
guys,
sense.
I
like,
wasn't watching the live. What was happening in the game? Why are people saying she's trying?
Yeah,
to
I wasn't watching either.
Yeah, neither.
Andrew,
because
she was.
Yeah,
she was.
I
was
posted
sad.
I posted a picture of it. It's very blurry, but if someone wants to, you know,
why
do that.
Am I looking at a video?
I heard
of Elena Belt.
Okay, Navy, that's not the live.
Navy, hold up.
Kush, was you watching the live?
Why was Elena belt down in front of Zaudi in like a marriage proposal stand?
Yeah, someone tell
she
us.
She said
please.
You can't even blink.
Pin it.
I got you. And she said you can't even blink to.
Oh,
Zaudi.
I found it.
I pinned
someone
it
in the comments, tell us what was happening in the live because we was not watching that.
Pin it.
Mm, we have bigger issues.
International fans already got baffled.
I want to be exactly, Angel. We deserve some money.
Exactly. Money.
Listen,
British pound. Mine in Great British pounds. That's what I want. My wife.
Mine too.
Sterling.
But
my big euros.
Scorpio.
My
big
euros.
You know what? I want mine in Kuwaiti dinner.
Ooh.
My illusion, my mistakes. There's nothing.
Hey, Navy, kiss me hard before you go.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the letter is for 29, right?
Yeah, it actually is for Javier, apparently.
Okay, yeah, it's for him then.
Inshallah, he doesn't make it.
Why would you think she would write a letter to? Please.
I didn't say who it was
that's
for right, anything. I just wanted it translated. I just wanted it translated.
I said you guys imagine things because
I never said for who. I just wanted that bitch translated. That's all I wanted.
You said it. Thank you.
No, I didn't.
No, man. You insinuated it, Angel. You insinuated.
I didn't insinuate shit. All I said was Helena's writing a letter.
No,
I don't know who it's for.
No,
I didn't insinuate shit.
Bitch, this why she can't be trusted, you lot.
No, I didn't.
Exactly. Fucking traitor, man. What a traitor.
Y'all are so weird, bro.
No, look how she insinuates shit and then tries to lie about
shit.
It's like
second nature for
my
her.
DM,
and then
thank
to
you,
nah, y'all funny as hell.
Shut up, Angel. Explain what happened in the
Angel,
game. I'm
shut
so
up.
Confused.
Yeah, I'm
oh, they're playing Mafia. I don't know if you guys have played Mafia before, but
Mafia,
we played it.
Yeah,
they were playing Mafia pretty much.
They were playing Mafia.
They played the second round.
I
saw that.
Why were Zaudi and
because Zaudi was the killer.
Dragon.
Because Zaudi was the killer, and Elena was basically like, "Oh, whoever's the killer or something, please kill me." And it was actually Zaudi.
Somebody said Elena just called Zaudi love. Kill me.
She probably said amo. She put like.
Are they currently playing Mafia?
Yeah, no, they finished. They finished.
Listen, yeah, you know what
someone
I don't
said. Elena said that she doesn't like fighting with Zeldi, but she doesn't know what to do. Something like that. Like, no, she don't want to fight with Zeldi anymore.
How about you stop cussing out her
life? I haven't
life?
Seen like, any clips of that. I haven't seen any clips of that. I saw the translation too. I saw two translations, but no clips.
How about you stop cussing out her life, you dumb bitch? I mean, I don't know how to stop fighting with her. what the fuck?
Angel, I cannot let this go. Angel, I keep trying and I cannot let it go.
Mm. Angel. Oh, why? Angel. Why? I being attacked only.
No, why is it just me?
You know why? Okay. You know why? You. I'm not. No, I'm not gonna.
That should be
okay,
you.
No.
Yeah, that should be me.
Lay low, bitch.
You better lay low.
Literally, lay the.
You
fuck
cannot pick up mistake
without the music. You better lay low.
No. You guys are saying I should lay low. We all need to lay low. Okay.
We the collective are innocent. We're being exploited.
Exploited, dragged.
Sure. You know what, Angel? You're a traitor.
Guys, we are having a baby. Shut the fuck up. We are fucking having a hell of
Navy, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm telling you, Navy hit the zoo.
I just opened the swim, yeah? And then Javier really was kissing her belly like, bro, like a pregnant woman.
Navy, this isn't the first time. He did it last night.
No, but it's too much. There's really an infant in there.
There's an infant.
Yeah.
The embryo grew in 9 days, okay?
she's already 5 months pregnant, but she's wearing Tavia.
She's gonna have the baby.
She swears it's Tavia, but
she's having the baby like
Bella. Guys, you can from still birth hear me, right?
From Twilight.
Yeah. Okay.
She's gonna give birth in 3 weeks.
Yeah. But she swears it's Tavia. It's Tavia's baby.
Nah, this is just a quick one. Fuck Javier's dad. I'm pretty sure. He killed his wife. He killed his wife.
Oh, allegedly.
There's no allegedly. That man. This is my opinion. Oh my, I have a right to an opinion.
Guys, oh my god.
It's not allegedly.
You're not allegedly. I have a future ahead of me.
Scorpio, let's create a diversion. Oh, I'm sorry, your grandma died. Yeah. No, Scorpio, let's create a diversion. I'm sorry, your grandma died. Yeah, I really am.
If you're listening to this space, feel free to sue Kush and Enzo right now. I'm telling you, get your point.
Not me. Don't sue me. I didn't do shit.
I'm telling you.
Sue Ali, bitch. Who's saying not allegedly, bitch? I was trying to save our PR.
I'm not
PR.
Talking about that. I'm talking about
the fucking window.
Fuck you, Papa. Also, you fucking cunt.
Wait, Ali, say it, because he definitely killed his wife.
Listen to me, you guys. Listen to me, okay? That man, whenever he spoke to Javier, or when he spoke on Spaces, he was like, yeah, he lifts his arm to speak about his mother, because whenever his arm goes up, he's thinking about his own. That's a fucking lie. But either way, he kept talking about that. It's a guilt trip. You know when you feel guilty, you stay talking about the same subject? That's what he's doing. He killed that woman.
I'm not involved.
Mama also.
I'm not involved. No, I don't
Scorpio,
know about this.
I'm sorry your grandma died, yeah? I really am.
Oh my god.
Because
I'm going to rip my fucking hair out.
What are you even trying to say?
Angel, send me your blood pressure monitor.
You're not
trying to speak, you know, usually get what you're trying to say. This one, though.
No, Navy, I don't think they told us.
Oh, okay.
So why? Are you trying to say circumstance?
This is just theorizing.
Guys, I can see my future after that.
I'm so
it's not looking good, bro.
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my god.
Things Christo, I can't take back.
Crystal, I need to do breathing exercise. I'm not joking. I'm gonna fucking pass out.
Okay. Listen, before any of that. Y'all see how that man been wearing the same clothes that he has in his pictures the day he visited Javier? They funky. That's why Elena gets along with them.
Oh my god.
Ali, shut up. Shut up.
Ali, please stop muting us.
Ali, I am stop 2 seconds us. Away from calling an ambulance. Oh my god.
No, but low key, they used her for witchcraft. They used her for blood ritual.
Oh my god.
He's closing the bottle.
Oh my god, this is making it worse.
I just want a chance of black media. Lord, please.
I tried to be better, but at the end of the day.
Lord, I've tried.
Lord, please, I just want black Julia.
No, guys. This is why she's pregnant, because you know when you give birth, like, that's when the ritual completes.
There you go.
Like,
go ahead, Georgia. Put the ritual together.
Yeah! Oh, yes. Game of Thrones!
Oh my god.
And the baby is going to die to break the maledict.
Oh my god!
Oh, to break the curse? It's always that, guys. The baby always have to die to break the curse. Anthony, the...
Navy, but then the Nollywood film ends with, like, in God we trust.
To God be the glory.
Take this music and use it. Let it take you away and be hopeful.
Baby Martinez died after 24 hours.
Oh my god. Guys, please, can we stop this? Like, I'm genuinely serious.
We said 20 minutes. We said 20 minutes.
The space limit. See how Mari's not here.
Mari knows what she's doing.
Oh my goodness.
Damn.
Not the baby catching strays. I just said the baby completes.
Georgia, we said stop recording the fucking.
Georgia. Oh my god, I'm gonna fuck. Oh my god. Georgia, you actually want to send me to hospital. You want to send me to fucking A&E.
No, guys,
I'll
I'm still laughing.
It's automatic. It's just automatic.
No, you can take it off.
I have double vision.
No, but Helena said... Remember when Helena said, don't screen record this space when she has 6K people
And now Kush reposted the tiny bit. And it cuts off when Maury's like, oh no, babe.
Oh my god, cinema.
Hi, Papa.
Guys, I'm just gonna.
You're not gonna. You was here, baby.
Huh? Oh, man. What'd you say?
You was here, honey.
You was here.
No, no.
Scorpio was here.
No, no.
And we have face reveals on our profile picture. I feel sick. I feel sick.
Scorpio was here.
Who is this? I haven't said nothing. I haven't said shit.
I was hacked.
All I said was God ritual. You guys are talking about some baby.
I was hacked. What happened?
Listen, guys, I'm going to speak in Arabic from now on.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking in Moroccan Arabic, so they won't even be able to translate that shit.
Scorpio, all we've ever wanted to be were caring people, and it's just...
Listen. God told me not to kill the devil.
Not Allah wa alaykum. Not Allah wa alaykum. 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 Allah wa
alaykum. Allah wa alaykum. Allah wa alaykum. Allah wa alaykum.
Allah wa alaykum. Hey, Scorpio. Scorpio, can you teach me some Moroccan?
No, fuck off.
Arabic?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, guys, we're changing the subject. We're not wishing death upon this ritual baby. God bless the child.
No, no, we're not wishing death on it, but if it comes, it ain't my business.
Ali, I'm going to ask you to stop. Pack it in.
Ali, stop making it worse.
Okay, pack it in. Bottle it up.
Okay, but...
I have freedom of speech.
True.
I love all children, even fake ones. Even virtual babies.
Oh my god.
I love all babies that don't belong to the devil.
Guys, if they come for me, I'm just going to say I'm crazy.
Maybe taking the insanity plea in court.
I'm going to say I don't speak English.
I'm just a foreigner, please.
The insanity, please, insane.
I know. Maybe you start barking at the judge.
He's gonna start praying in there.
Oh my god.
Damn. Guys.
Oh my goodness.
Don't come to me. You don't want to do it.
Guys, Ramadan is coming up. I am going to
We are the cheesers, by the way.
Yeah, we're not cheesers. We're Amanda fans.
I'm all Enos.
We are the cheesers.
No, I'm a Zordina.
We are the
cheesers. I'm a Cardina.
We're
Halevier fans. We're
Halevier
fans.
And remember when I said the baby is coming, I celebrated.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Saudi loves her ugly pajama down. Oh my god.
She needs a new suitcase, really, but we'll never know.
No, Christelle, please stop it.
Guys, I'm like,
now that I know what I know about you.
Pajamas, we had to keep your head under the pajamas.
So you're doing pajamas, you're doing PR for the pajamas.
Damn.
I'll be Winnie and Mickey.
I bet you like the space pants too, huh?
Oh, I hate them ugly ass pants.
I don't care.
Sure.
I know Elena hates it, so I love it.
It's just to go to sleep.
She wore those pants on purpose. I ain't seen them in 4 years.
No.
Which ones? Wait, what? Elena
the space them. Part. The space. The,
hates them. Yeah, she hates
the shiny jeans.
Oh, yeah. Elena hates those jeans.
Hates them jeans.
Guys, actually, listen. Let's just
Allie a real hater for real.
Angel, she's like Kendrick.
Allie's a worst hater.
Oh my god, mute her, please.
Shut up, Angel.
Player hate of the year.
Oh my fucking god! Can we talk about the fight this morning? Because Zeldy stood on business. Oh my god! I can't get a word.
I speak English. What the hell?
Oh, لا ما كهذاش بالإنجليزية. سمحوا لي ما كهذاش بالإنجليزية. أنا الإنجليزية.
Speak English, bro.
لا ما كهذاش. لا.
She said I can't do it anymore.
I have
what can you do?
Tiramisu espresso martini.
Did you say tiramisu?
That shit was so good.
Okay, let's talk about this morning's fight.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring it back to the show.
That's good. Yes.
No double baby.
Scorpio, give us a breakdown.
Ooh. I thought I don't speak English.
Who said that?
Ali, you usually do the breakdowns.
Yeah, then Ali,
Entonces,
people do breakdowns in this one?
Me no habla inglés. Entonces,
exactly.
Que happen in me this month?
Navy, you're actually better off speaking French. I'm going to give you that
what
free
language?
Tip.
Hang on, what language is she trying to speak?
Spanish.
Spanish,
oh
allegedly.
God. Oh my God.
Given away.
Entonces. Yeah.
Can someone give a breakdown, please?
Okay, let me do a breakdown. Okay,
do it properly, at least.
Oh, a proper one. Shit.
In order, unlike some people.
In order. Pepper, you fucking slept and you're doing the breakdown?
Okay, let me do the breakdown. Okay, let me do the breakdown.
Don't be doing
Let me do it.
I slept for 30 minutes, 20 minutes ago.
Can someone do the fucking breakdown?
I'm waiting, but these two fucking idiots want to keep...
We don't break down.
Babies
and anarchists.
Anyway, Zeldy woke up on some vim today. She went straight to Kiara's bed and was basically going off on one in Napolitan Italian,
Italian, it's its own language, actually.
It's a dialect.
It's still not Italian. It's not Muslim. Okay.
It's like if you go to Sicily, they speak a dialect of Italian. Yeah. It's derived from Italian. Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Anyway. So, yeah.
Happy
Scorpio.
Yeah,
Navy,
Bobby.
Shut the fuck up. Navy, shut up.
You guys, I don't think we're at 10 a.m. yet. Let's carry on.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, so yeah, she has like a full-on rant. It was basically, from what I remember, it was basically about the Diane and Rosmello shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they mentioned.
You're doing a breakdown, you're asking us, right? Okay.
Because... anyway, right. Okay, cool.
Papi, please.
Anyway. She gets dressed, whatever. And then Elena is sat outside with the geriatric group. Basically going off on one like usual, and Zeldy comes outside and she's like, when you wash your mouth when you talk about me and my mother, essentially. And that was literally like a 2 minute thing, Like, it was very quick. And the main thing that she said, the main thing she said was, wash your mouth when you talk about my mother, my sexuality. She goes to the pool where it's JHC and Lorenzo, I want to say.
He is in the JHC.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot. It's the PowerPoint.
Boring, man.
No, guys, because actually, I won't do it because I was kind of asleep.
I'm not even going to say nothing. See?
Go to Spicy's. Wait for
coffee,
please.
Guys, you can
guys, we're not in that, coffee.
I didn't wake up until them two were both hustling outside, like the main event.
No, I opened my phone and I saw fight.
Yeah, same. I was asleep for like the whole wash your mouth thing, the whole crush out.
And you was trying to do your cat.
It wasn't bad. No, guys, come on, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It was not bad.
Okay, Pepper, you take over.
Oh, now you want me.
Stop it with the rundown.
Yeah, guys, I don't actually know why we're doing a fucking run. Can we do it till the fight? Because I don't feel like we need to do the whole day. Like, that's just
you
fucking
boring. You've got to be all over your already.
We don't need the whole day, but just recap.
Let's just
the
do
fight.
The fight, yeah.
Okay, the fight was basically...
Then boom, bam.
Yeah, no. Zadie was ranting to the JHC and Helena was going off again, saying no, because she was just like, you just shouldn't talk about my personal things. And Helena said, I can talk about what I want. And then eventually Zadie heard her again and got up and Kiara pulled her back. And Zadie said, no, I'm going to listen to this bitch, because Julia was holding open the clear door outside that divides the smoking area and the swimming pool. So Zaudi's gone back out basically listening, and then they just started going off on one. Helena's fucking talking about the same shit that she always talks about. She betrayed me. Zaudi's like, don't ever talk about my mum or me and my sexual orientation again. They're going at it. And Stefania's before that, Stefania had said to Helena, like, oh, did you mean what you said yesterday about her sexuality? And Helena was trying to walk it back, saying, no, I meant it, saying that she's not a girl's girl. She's not about female solidarity. And Stefania was like, are you sure? Because it ain't sound like that, bitch. You should have gone to confessional or you should have addressed it in a live episode straight away. And Helena was like, well, I just meant she's not a girl's girl. She didn't defend me. I don't know what she needed defended from herself. I don't know. But she said, she didn't defend me, so she's not about female solidarity. Then Zaudi walks out and says, bitch, keep my name out your mouth. I love women more than anyone. You're the only one in this house that thinks that. I put women on a pedestal. I think women are golden. Da-da-da-da-da. Saying, don't ever talk about my sexuality again. She said it again. And then like Lorenzo started coming out and Helena started saying the shit about psychiatrists again and how Zaudi should see a psychiatrist. And Zaudi was like, why is that bad? It's not only for sick
people. Wait, Pepper, tell her how Helena backtracked.
Which
she
bit?
Just
which
did.
Backtracked over? I did.
Oh.
Over the women thing. Over the women thing.
A kiss isn't really a kiss.
Like the excuse she had?
I'm not there yet.
Guys, let's do a sondage.
That was later in the conversation. And then Lorenzo was, Helena was saying, well, I saw 7 psychologists last year. And Lorenzo was saying, bitch, I can't tell. And then, they was just started shouting.
He said it did not work.
It did not work, basically.
Remember when he
dragged
her crying? He was like, you're faking it, basically.
Yeah. And she hadn't started crying at this point because Zadie was still going off. And then she was talking about, she was basically being homophobic again and trying to walk back on. And then confessional called her because they could tell she was talking too much. So they called her basically in there. And then Shyla was like keeping quiet. Kiara was keeping quiet, trying to listen to what she was saying before they kind of bit back. Then she comes back. Zadie gets called into confessional, I'm pretty sure, because she was getting riled up as well. And then Lorenzo is basically questioning her, like, you was upset that me and Shyla were shagging in front of you, so why can't you understand why Zaudi's upset? And obviously this one doesn't hear when she is getting contradicted and all those type of things. And Stefania is still trying to put her 2 cents in, like, Zaudi was trying to go to Javier, you know, that type of shit that she says. And by the time Zaudi comes back, she's like, you heard what Beatrice said. And so Stefania was like basically dismissing what she said. And Zaudi was like, well, that's the truth. And then Shyla was like, this girl was in love with you. And then Helena started saying it's not true, she's falsa, da 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 da.
She kissed Alfonso.
she kissed Alphonse. Oh yeah, this is at that point.
And then
it took her a while to get to Alphonse, but she finally said it.
To defend what Elena said during the potato about Zaya did not like the woman, but she tried to make excuses
real hard. Then that stupid bitch Amanda was chiming in like, I'm sure you guys both really, really care about each other and all that type of shit. And then Stefania, and then Helena said, oh, I told Stefania and Amanda to go to Zaudi when she was feeling sick or when she was sad. And then Zaudi went, turned around and said, Amanda, what did I tell you? Exactly. Because remember when she told Amanda, and Amanda said, oh, I don't remember that. And Zaudi said, convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kiara, basically when Helena brought up the kiss with Alfonso, Kiara was like, that's bullshit, man. Who cares? His own girlfriend. She said, no one cares. Like, we don't care. Why are you bringing it up for? Lorenzo's still going off at her saying, you're a strategist. Helena's like, no, I can do this solo. Lorenzo's like, you've never been solo this whole game, which is true. She ain't been solo the whole time. All you do is think about strategy. And then Giulio basically, in his way, very calmly said to her, are you mad because Zaudi is shining without you? Are you mad because there's a Zelena plane and they're only saying Zaudi's name on it? Lorenzo chimes in and is like, yeah, because maybe the public see that Zaudi is the actual true one. And then Helena's like, yeah, I'm obviously a bit disappointed that they're not putting my name on the planes. They should give her a solo plane. And I'm looking at her like, they did, bitch, but you wasn't there. And then she was like, yeah, she said that. And she was just like, yeah, they need to really get it into their heads that this was a friendship. And then that's when everyone started going, you know, she started talking, she started running her mouth and everyone's going, thinking this bitch is like, you're talking shit. Like, we see right through you. Because then she started talking about the kiss. And then she's saying that the reason why I didn't say, I said that I hadn't had a kiss since August is because it didn't work out. The relationship didn't work out. Which then the Alfonso kiss means nothing then. So why are you crying about it every 2 minutes? And then she was like, yeah, we kissed, we tried it, it didn't work. And then we kissed on the lips a few more times. What else did she say? Oh, fuck, I can't remember.
That's it.
No, there was more.
Get to the cry.
Oh, yes, Ali. Yes, she said that. I told her before I left, but evidently she went and told her, I like you too. You're beautiful. I get scared. You confuse me. Exactly. This is filled with a lot of revelations.
Because people always say when she said, I love you, she just said it as a person. Yeah, I will take it. But what about the I like you back?
Oh,
what
about that? Yeah, exactly. Like, and then, what is it? Oh, Zaudi remembers that, by the way. We all thought she didn't remember it, but she remembers it, by the way. She just didn't bring it up. And then she said all that shit. And then Giulio was like, wait a second. So why did you, when Javier rejected you and started going with Kiara and all these other people and da-da-da, why did you go to Zaudi then? And she said, well, Javier wasn't doing this thing, so I wanted to experience Zaudi. So this Giulio said, so isn't that the same thing that Zaudi did? So why are you getting mad at her? And of course, Press Test ignored it, but she knew she got clocked. She ignored it. And then she just started going off on a tangent again. And yeah, that was basically...
No, you missed the part.
Which bit did I miss?
She started crying.
Mm-hmm. She was like, she started crying. She said, I'm being genuine. When she cries, it's for show. And Lorenzo said, bitch, when she cries, she goes to the bedroom or she goes and hides. You're crying right in front of us. You're trying to...
And why you're crying, you're thinking about that? Like, bitch, you're fake as fuck. You're fake as fuck.
And then she put on the glasses and they didn't see her.
You're thinking about how your tears will be perceived.
She looked like she was the mouse from Shrek.
Did you not say that Orlando... living dead was going out? When did she go out?
It was an appointment. She went back and came back quickly. And then Giulio said that if the relationship was irrelevant, we would have stopped talking about it, like you and Yago. He was very shady today. Loved it. What else did Helena say today? That was crazy. She said a lot of shit.
When I left the house, I was still in love with Javier, blah 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 blah.
I was always looking for him when I was with Zaudi, and we were like,
this bitch.
Again, I was always,
and can we also just say, bear in mind, Zaudi was sat right there,
right there, to this. Right there.
Hey, interruption, okay? The timeline is saying that Shyla is single.
What? Whatever, man.
But guys, this happens every week, single.
No, this time. Inshallah, it's going to stick through.
Sure, it will. Anyways.
Shut up.
Scorpio, can we have one moment?
Oh, guys. No. Oh, my favorite thing from today. My favorite thing Helena said today. After all this thing, she's competing with me. She's competing with women. She's not a girl's girl. She said, Zaldi said my relationship was sex and strategy. She doesn't believe. She only believes in love between women. So basically she's saying she's heterophobic.
I mean, first of all, it's not wrong because I'm heterophobic. I see straight couples,
also,
I'm like,
that defend thing, she was like, you didn't defend me. Zaldi said, why would I defend you when you're attacking me?
And also, isn't that contradicting what the fuck she just said? That she doesn't like
the whole time,
like,
though, yeah.
What are you talking about? You literally just invalidated her sexuality on live TV.
She does. Didn't Elena say to Ginger today that she needs to see a psychologist because of her sexual women?
Yes. Oh, yeah. She went in and came back out. When everyone left, when the rest of the JHC left, she said... After trying to walk it back, she says she needs to see a psychologist about her sexual orientation because she's the one that says it. Okay, who's supposed to say it? Who's supposed to talk about their sexual orientation if it's not the person?
And then Elena wondered today later on how she lost the finalist vote. What could I have done to
me? She victimized herself. Well, yeah, I just don't understand.
What could I have possibly done?
And she was like, they told me international votes don't count.
But listen, Javier was like, it's fine. Why do you care? Jessica has a stronger fandom. And then she was like, yeah, I'd rather lose to Jessica than Shyla. And then, yeah.
No, because say Shyla, it was her versus Shyla, she would have lost it. But what would have made it worse if it was her versus Zeldi.
She said that.
She would have collapsed.
Collapsed. That would have been funny though, but it's fine. She'll know soon. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she said that it bothers her that Zelena only going one way because if you analyze it, she always considered it a friendship. Sure she did.
Guys, listen, I don't know if this is just me, but I don't go kissing my girlfriends on the lips for fun.
Not like friends.
Wait, guys. Boundaries, okay?
Not under the covers, caressing.
There's friends that you don't go and do that with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not under the covers, caressing.
Now she's just trying to backtrack it to put a label on it because people are clocking her.
But guys, wait. Because you guys are saying not this, not that, but kissing your friend, like proper kissing, is not okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Like, actually making out.
Not okay.
Yeah. With tongue, guys.
Implied herself, like, it was more than just under the cover. She said, we kissed on the lips even more. Yeah. Like, she said that. And then, what else is it? Oh, Zaldi Cox remembered the Beatrice thing again. And she was just like, before going out, Helena said she liked two people, me and Javi. And then she came back and said she was in love with me. And then you do this. Period.
And also one other thing, Shyla and Zaldi were speaking in the morning and Shyla said Javier has always met
Shyla clocked.
Oh, you already said that?
Oh no. Sorry, I'm
Javier said in. She said Javier always had something for Elena, but he didn't recognize it. And Zaldi was like, you're telling me a 30-year-old.
Livy, shut up.
Oh no, that was Stefania that said that. Stefania said it,
and Zaldi was like, you're telling me a 30-year-old doesn't recognize
it. Zaldi was like, be serious. But then Shyla clocked also Helena, and she was just like, you're kissing people under covers. It's basically what she said at the Puntata as well. You're the one that kind of needs to look at your own sexual identity. She was like, now who's the one that's confused about their sexuality? Because you're kissing people under covers and you're saying this. And Zaldi was explaining like how the first kiss happened and that they kissed at the first time and Zaldi was confused. So she kissed her again to like understand like, oh, bitch, you like me? Do you like women? And she said Helena basically didn't say anything.
She was like,
but yeah, she was like, and then Zaldi was confused. But obviously they continued doing it. But
didn't Shyla clock the projection thing? And it was like all the things she's saying to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feels deep down.
And then Scorpio, now you shut the fuck up. I have something to say.
No, shut up.
Elena, apparently, told Amanda a few hours ago, that's what Alison is saying in bed, that Zaldi's sexual orientation is not what she says it is. She
keeps said that.
We've been new.
Bro.
Navy, never give translations because I don't know what you said.
Don't do that.
Isn't it, man? Anyway, Elena, anyway, told guys.
Amanda a few hours ago in bed that Zelda's sexual orientation is not what she says it is.
Yeah, because she's actually just
it doesn't
gay.
Even know what it is.
No, but
what
it means. But the thing is, he said that if a man or a woman, Helena literally said it this morning, if a man or a woman, I want them to look into my eyes and da 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 da. When you came back, you said all you and Zaldi need to do is look into each other's
thank
eyes.
You. Thank you.
She looked at her. And...
But she specifically said woman again, like she's trying to
yeah,
say.
Like she, no. And also when she said man, she then felt like forced to say women as well, because otherwise everyone will be like, no. Okay, so you could think about hang on, I've got a time scale quickly, Ali. Zeldi said that the first time they kissed was actually after that T-Cento clip, and that was the same night that she found out about
Kiara and Jafar.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why Zeldi was saying, oh, when I kissed her, I could like feel that she was jealous of like Kiara and shit.
But they still kept on kissing, so she probably
So Dave said they've only kissed, like properly kissed twice. That's what they said.
Let's be honest, but you can see like at the there's one that clip when they're under the covers, you can see it as well, which is
a couple days after that. I think that is
no, that was a couple of days after because T-Cento was like the 16th.
Yeah,
and then that clip's the 20th.
Yes, and they said that they've only kissed twice.
They say a lot of things.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, I think.
But you can hear them in the background of a video of Lucas literally in January.
Listen.
Guys, they are lying. They kiss more than twice.
For sure.
One of the things Zaldi said today to Elena in the morning was, don't worry because we're done, me and you, for good.
And then Helena said, finally, clapping, but now she's running back. I don't want Zaldi to be mad at me. Fucking bitch, shut the fuck up.
Guys, someone said in the comments, allowing Navy to I speak just saw feels that. Like I charity just... work.
That's crazy.
I just saw like, that. I'm going to pin it. That? Allowing Navy to speak feels like charity work, and you have Navy's poster. Okay. Oh, wait, as your profile that. Picture.
What's wrong with you?
Danny, nah.
Where's MG from yesterday? You're, go attack.
Nah. Danny, that's you're taking the piss. Danny, that's taking the piss.
What's MG?
That's really me.
You and your fucking two followers.
Change that fucking profile picture then. She didn't make it for you. That's Navy's that Mona Lisa.
I was trying to be a better person. I was trying to be nice with you. I just thought you was a fan. I just thought, let me be nice. But this is the thing with you guys. When I want to kiki, when I want to ha-ha, you think we are mates. We are not fucking mates. When I catch you in the street, Danny, you fucking bitch. And if you're a man, you fucking pussy. Because why are you on space at 3 a.m. listening to me and you're talking about telling to walk? You bitch.
Oh, guys. Allowing Navy to speak. Anyway, go on.
It's the charity walk.
Exactly. Thank you, Navy. That was beautiful.
That might be the get thing that would allow you to be in heaven. The get first there, good there, thing you did in your life. Fuck you, Danny.
Get them there. Helena, also, you know how she tried to walk back the sexual orientation thing?
Mm.
The daytime clip dropped today.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, I think she wanted to create a story. She doesn't like women. And she fucked up her sexual orientation on her own. She doesn't care. She's a disappointment to me. So after all that you tried to do this morning, as Stefania was defending you with her fucking botched face, stretching, after she got new fillers this morning, she went to go defend you. And you said that in the daytime clip. Finished.
No, guys, but can we just say, yeah? A woman with the strut that Zeldi has, that is not a heterosexual. Like, mm-mm. What makes you... Listen, let me be completely honest. When I first saw her, I was like, oh, she's gay? When I first saw her, I was like, she got, like, the whole slip back going on. Like, she was very, like, girly. And I was just like, And then I started watching. I was like, oh, no. Stop with the stereotype. No.
Lesbica.
Gay.
I was like, that is a... Listen... No straight woman goes out wearing flannels. I'm telling you, flannels and fucking cargos.
I mean, the boots. The boots did it. The boots.
The boots.
You will. We will send her a new suitcase. For me, or someone will send her a new suitcase. No, no. And she will still wear those boots.
For me, it's the walk. The walk for me just tells me everything.
It's the hands in the pocket. Yeah.
When she sits, it's like a wide leg stance. Take space.
Because she and Kiara could wear the exact same thing. She and Kiara could wear the exact same thing, and it will.
No,
did you lot not clock? Hang on. Did you lot not clock that Kiara was wearing Zeldi's blue cargos today?
Yeah, her trouser.
Yeah,
her trouser.
That sounded like my butt.
Guys, we need to contact those seven psychologists.
Because you do that.
Because
you contact them.
They gave up on her.
Because you do it.
Yeah.
Since you be everything, you do it, Kush.
But I don't speak Italian.
Neither do we.
Oh,
apparently
we speak Italian, guys.
I only know buongiorno, mamma, mi manchi.
Oh, guys, and also the JHC was saying that Helena's friends, basically what we were saying before, ain't her friends, because she says that Amanda always protects her, but she never tells her she's wrong. And then Shia was like, yeah, Stefania too. And Kiara was like, I kept my eyes quiet because I wanted to hear her and see if I could empathize with that bitch. And then she was like, the problem is her friends don't know when to stop her. And it's true. You've seen like two clips of Kiara. The last 2 days literally pulls like Zaldi back.
Guys, when she pulled her,
don't cry.
By the way, guys, please, I just want to say, Danny, sorry for cursing like that. That was a bit out of character. I feel like Elena just want to say
Name Elena.
So I feel bad a bit.
I don't think Danny's here anymore, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you chased Danny out.
Still, I feel a bit like Elena and I don't want to feel like that. So no.
Guys, can I just say something?
Yep. Oh, that's why God. I appreciated Luca.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
A little bit.
As much as he didn't Luca at times, he absolutely kept that bitch in check. No. He kept her in check.
Luca can.
No, guys, how would you react if someone pulled you the way Kiara did this morning?
No, but she pulled her. There was a clip from yesterday. She pulled her as well. And I saw that.
Yeah, but like that was a bit different. I'd tell her, get the fuck off me now.
Yeah, Zaldi said no.
That's all aggressive.
Get off me. Nah, guys, honestly, one of my pet peeves is someone
hold
actually like
back.
Pulling me back from something.
Nah,
fuck
guys,
off.
I can't fight. Hold me back.
Yeah, but it's something though.
I can't fight for save my life, man.
Wait, Georgia, what?
Didn't Zaldi say something to her though? Because Zaldi went back and apologized, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Because she didn't want to eat, so she was going to walk straight to the room, and Kiara was like, you ain't going to eat. And then Zaldi was like, no, I'm not in the mood. And Kiara was like, no, don't worry, I love you no matter what, like, it's fine, like, you only annoy me sometimes. She was like, you only annoy me sometimes when you don't switch on your brain. And then Zaldi was like, yeah, she was like, yeah, but she gets me, like, she can't talk about the things she spoke about, so she basically apologized in case she was rude or interrupted her or anything like that, which I don't think she did. There's only the part when she came out and Kiara was standing behind her like a security.
Why would you pull somebody like that though? Like,
because it was actually, I don't know. I would have done the same if I was Kiara.
Like,
don't give it.
I think it was the way Zaldi got.
Yeah.
Like,
guys, can I be
like
honest?
Gonna run there.
I think it was like she was like Kettlegate is about to happen again.
I joined her in that fight. I'm not even gonna lie. I would have joined her. I mean, the fuck.
Well, because we're not both getting kicked out the house. In real life, sure, but like not in the house. It's not.
Why not?
I love the way that Jessica told her yesterday. You can cry later. Don't cry in the argument. Cry later, because it's true.
Yeah, no, that
it's
I
agree true, but... No, but what Helena said defo threw her off yesterday. Like, what the
hell?
Like, I don't think she expects Elena to reach these new levels of low.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I said, man.
Yep.
The woman you like is talking like that. You're like, bro, you were kissing, tonguing me down. You got the tip of my hand in there. And you're telling me I don't like
TV, yeah.
But like, my thing is like, it keeps getting low. Like, you guys, Elena could call Zaldi Falsa now and it bounces off me. I'm like, okay,
guys,
yeah,
you know,
what's new?
Do you not remember this morning where she was like, say Falsa, say this, say that.
Yeah.
Say Falsa, say that. And she's like dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, that was funny.
I was like, you're funny. Oh, she was like, say fasa, say fulba, say vergonha. Say fasa, say fulba.
That would rattle me bad.
Guys, she needs to be on our space, man. I'm telling you, those jokes is giving ethnics.
Yeah, no, she needs to be on our space.
Guys, she's got a little bit of a tin. We've been saying this.
It's not even a little bit. She got to, like...
Navy, I think she's Arab.
Persian, bro.
I think, nah,
she has ancestors, like...
She is.
She's Arab.
Yeah, because why does Joe look like that, but she looks like she does?
Thank you.
No, but it doesn't need to be a different father. If it's like in some DNA shit,
yeah,
someone
but
get it,
ancestors.
Can't.
To be fair, she looks like her mum a lot. Like she's a photocopy of her mum. Would you say
she looks like her face? She looks like her mum in the face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But also, her hair is really thick. And I noticed her mum's hair was quite thick as well. Mm. For a woman her age, it's quite good hair.
Oh yeah, Banana was telling me that in that family video.
Hey, Banana's here, you know.
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Oh my gosh,
I wanted
what the fuck?
Say something real quick.
Don't bring. They take no delusion.
No. I just wanted to. You guys were talking about how you when you clocked that Zaudi was into women. If you rewatch, please go rewatch the entrance video. Mm. Like when she went in and was fucking shaking everybody's hand. That's just go watch it again. Go rewatch it.
I got it. Yep.
I'm sorry, but I am not completely, you know, fruity, but I can fucking tell.
Wait, what did you notice? Because I'm 100% men.
Just fucking watch it. Watch that
handshake.
Shit.
The handshake is so gay.
It's not the handshake. It's the way she... approaches the handshake with different people. If you watch everybody,
oh my god, I know what
Helena
you're talking about.
Let's be tense, listen.
I'll tell you what it is. When she went to Jessica, she shook her hand just like very normally, like you would shake in like an interview, or whatever. Same with Alaria, same with whoever fucking else it was.
And
when she came to Elena. It was
she's
like
submissive.
A,
she put it on the bottom.
Yes.
Because it's something when you do it when you want to show. When I want to show that,
it's more soft. Is that more soft?
It's almost like you know when somebody is trying to be
gay,
like chivalrous.
Yes,
exactly. Romantic.
Yeah. It's more like it's like
you was like you was like you know when you take somebody hand to give it a peck. It was more like like
you. It's if a man puts in a movie, in a romantic movie, when a man gives you a hand to get out of a car. That's what I clocked it. It ain't the dress.
I noticed
it ain't
that,
the
but I didn't think anything of it. That's what I knew what you were talking
about.
Oh, right away. That's why I knew what you were talking about, but I never noticed anything of it. I was just like, oh, she was just... She's a bit more soft with her, but...
No, but guys, I knew she was gay. Like, it's just something about her in her face.
I mean, listen, once you start watching her, it's so obvious.
Yeah, when you go back, you're like, wait a second.
Guys, it's just my thing. If I'm walking in the street, and I see a distinctively gorgeous woman, I just know she's gay. Like straight women are beautiful, but they're just beautiful. Gay women, they are out of this world.
Navy, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something here? I am probably the most gay presenting like female, okay? Probably here, okay. Everyone in my course at university did not clock.
Sorry?
Now it's all can clack.
Guys, wallah
that's so funny.
Found out and they were like, huh? They were like,
they were
noticed.
Making fun of you.
I think they were having a big fucking joke. Because...
Yeah,
because... I looked at them and were like... Guys.
Are you saying you had to write lesbica on your forehead?
Zelena fan.
Hetero people don't have that.
The way I dress is quite androgynous. Like I will wear like high-waisted trousers to uni and stuff and with like a shirt or whatever, but it's very unisex. It's very
gay.
Yes, but to them it's not. To them, I literally have to rock up in fucking cargos and a hoodie and like a cab, like
backwards hat.
Very androgynous. Like in London, you could probably tell. Like I walk around with fucking rings, like with a signet ring. Like come on now, but at uni, they were just like, huh? They just didn't understand.
No, guys, I just noticed it's in the face. Like, gay women, or they have that prettiness that it's just not normal. Like, I don't know how to explain it. You just...
Because you're business yeah. one.
Literally. Literally, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Navy.
Yeah.
Also, if you watch back the 72 hours that we were fucking crashing out, oof. I want you to watch. I know it's traumatizing. I am so sorry for bringing this up.
Which 72 hours?
The ship Scorpio, that we shall not mention, please.
I find that funny.
Yeah, it's funny now. It's not. But if you watch back the night of dancing, and if you watch how she acted with him, just know that it's something that you do. I am going to speak from experience. It's something that you do with a guy that you are not that you're not interested, or maybe you, but you're trying so hard that just look at how she looked at him, the way she yep. acted, the way she danced, mm-hmm. the way she
exactly.
she was almost overdoing it, like you mm-hmm. you know, like you're out of like nervousness, you're doing all these things
acting to prove.
And even Elena noticed, like, oh, she's fucking giving you the goddamn eyes. Yeah, she's fucking trying so yeah. hard. Yeah,
it was not the same
and
eyes.
It ain't even working because she looks at him and then she looks away. She looks at him and then she looks away. And I'm like, brother, she's trying to put on a show that I am so into him to get over your dumb ass and also prove to everybody that I'm not into you. Like, just, it's so cringy like to
watch.
It was
all a game for her in that moment.
Yes, yeah, I'm telling you that she pretended most even, of the time.
No,
time
but also she genuinely, like, she's, look, she said it was a distraction, he was a distraction. I see that it was genuinely a distraction for her. Like, that's exactly how she acted. It wasn't like she was trying to prove, blah, she was trying to fucking waste time. That's what she was trying to do. And she knew that he wanted her, and she was like, fuck it, I don't care. It's literally like,
and the fact that Hellevere's bringing up the conversation where she's like, well, it's like, no, I didn't. I gave you the poll, but it's not really like that. She's fucking just too nice. Like, let's just fucking admit that. Like, she's just a nice person that doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And then she turns around yesterday after Potata and says, no, you were fucking insignificant to me. like what part of that do you not fucking understand, brother? Like, just don't insert yourself anywhere, because that's what he was trying to do yesterday. Oh, yeah, Hellevere went for it.
He was like, I came between the two of you, and she said, no,
it had nothing to do with you.
No, I just like how Beatrice basically clocked so bad. Yeah. And she went to Elena and she was like, you gotta be thankful for Zodi. She gave you your man because
wait, guys, hello, somebody... fucking.
My tie is put in the pillow. Oh my
God. Are they doing it again?
Yeah, you can hear them. Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, guys, thank you for having me. I gotta run. I just wanted to chime in, but have a good night.
Bye.
Buonanotte.
Brother,
Matai's covering
his ears. He actually isn't gonna get over this. He looks traumatized.
Oh my gosh. Let me not say anything else.
Like, at this point, yeah, guys, I would have went there. Pull the covers off of them. Let's embarrass everybody. I don't play about myself.
Wait, guys, let me actually see if this is true.
Especially if I have told you before.
Oh, Zelda isn't on her bed?
Huh?
Huh?
Zelda isn't on her bed.
I was about to say, I thought she said you was in their bed. I said, huh? No, but guys, did you see earlier when she was like,
and you're still doing I'm fresh now. I'm telling you, I would have woken up, pulled the covers up. Let's all be embarrassed because you want
Ali. I'm back, guys. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, do you know what I just heard? Yeah, I just heard basically Javier moving.
No, but guys, did you see earlier in the day when she was like, she's not in a mood, like, let's do it later? He said, no, we're fucking today.
He said, please.
He said, we are fucking.
No,
today.
It's happening. It's happening.
I don't hear nothing.
I heard, guys, missionary moves.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Guys.
That's disgusting.
That's free. Oh, and MTA.
I don't know why people aren't going and like taking off the covers, because it's like, I didn't get no sleep because of y'all.
I'm not gonna get no sleep because of me.
No.
Guys, this is insanity.
Imagine, because even grown Mattia is covering his ears with a pillow. No.
And he's a gay man.
gay.
You know, you not remember when we was begging Zaudi to kiss Javier on Space?
Yeah. I'm embarrassed.
Why Angel,
would you say I'm actually that? Embarrassed.
That Angel. Angel, I'll never forget Angel screaming.
Just I'm actually screaming. Embarrassed. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it then. Just do it.
Nah, God, this is insanity. Just no, we
can. Can someone clip it? I can't. I can't. Watch it.
The fact that they
why
do
would
this,
we clip this,
like, what? Like, are you mad?
We want to shame them on the CL.
Oh, gosh.
They're shagging.
No, you know what I don't get though. You know when Zaudi said Elena just wants some dick. Mm.
She, bro, guys, you know we are so stupid. You know she understood her so well, and we were literally like, "No, this girl doesn't understand shit. She didn't complete
shit. Everything.
She, oh my god."
But there's not one thing she didn't complete.
No, no, no. Can we be honest with each other? Okay. If they need to have sex, why can't you do it when everybody's in the living room?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Well, they want people to hear.
Javier was like, he's better in the night.
Navy.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what, though? Let's be honest here. They're lucky they don't have a lesbian couple in that house.
Scorpio is 6 a.m. Yes. And they're like,
I just had a night. I will be
all
night.
Again.
Please,
like,
I will be
please.
In the fucking garden. You know, they don't use that garden. I will be there. You know those plugs outside? That will be my bed.
Maybe we don't need the imagery. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
We don't need
really
all that.
Nah, if they really cared about other people, they will be doing that tonight in the garden. Just take fucking pillows from the room and your fucking...
Bro,
covers.
In the fucking sauna,
like,
I'll do it.
Like, there's
and you can hide it more easily.
Exactly, there are
you
other comfortable places where you can do it. So why bother other people with the pop pop?
they want people to hear it. They've got something to do.
Because have you noticed, Elena looks, when they mention it, obviously, Javier looks quite embarrassed, but bro, that guy's a sex addict. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But when Elaine,
I need Marvin to say.
Okay, so when fuck?
She looks quite.
When fuck?
She looks quite smug.
When fuck?
Yeah, she's like, fuck, you know those fuck. High school girls that are like, oh my god, I had sex.
Yeah.
Like she looks smug. Like she's not shame, like shameful about it. She literally looks smug.
Oh, Mattia's killing me.
No, he's like actually struggling. Free Mattia this one time, man.
Yeah, and tomorrow's going to be worse because it's his birthday, isn't it?
Oh.
Birthday
girl, you know.
And also, apparently, she said she didn't want to have sex with him. Like,
who the
we
fuck
all
is
know this. Like, we all watch. Sorry.
Wait.
No, Sarah.
This is my first time talking in this space.
Sarah, carry on. Don't ignore
her. I talk in spicy space from time to time, but I've never talked in this
no,
space.
No, that's
sorry.
Okay, babe. We accept all.
No, I'm sorry. I'm actually really sorry. I was just a bit baffled.
Scorpio, be
no,
nice.
You're good.
Be nice.
You're good. But I,
nice to meet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so... you too. But apparently, I just wanted to say that this afternoon, I read some tweets saying that it was Helena who called Javier to do it in the afternoon, even though she said that she didn't want to do it, like, earlier. So people were posting some, like, harassment tags, like they did with Zenga and Rosalinda back in the days. And I personally don't think that it's anything close to harassment. But then...
Bro, they gotta stop saying it's him. It's him.
Right, because she called him to do it in the afternoon.
Can we
so she went to him and called him.
Was
and
that what
exactly! It takes two to fuck, guys!
Ooh. Take that back
so,
now.
But it does take two to fuck, Kush.
Yeah, it does.
Big thinking piece.
Oh my god. PR. Guys, remember the PR.
No. Let's be pensive for a minute.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, Georgia.
Does it take two?
Does it?
Could it take three?
No.
Maybe what? Nah.
If it was up to Princess, it would take
it
three.
It would. That's good, Pepper.
Really good.
Helena wanted three, so.
Guys,
well, now she's denying it. So
can we just talk about the logistics of it? Yeah, is she forgetting that she's literally in Grande Fratello? Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean you want a threesome in a communal bedroom, and those beds barely fit two people? Like, how did you think that was gonna work?
You know, sometimes people think I'm gonna make it work, and I just feel like Elena, that is her entire mentality about this whole thing.
It's make it work. Bro,
Mateo is struggling.
No, he's not sleeping. He's
wide awake.
He's the pillow is inside his ear at this point.
Just the bed not moving for me. Ain't no action happening.
No, but like, how stupid is Elena when we have when she knows we have all the receipts of her outside? Mm.
She doesn't care. Let's be honest.
I honestly don't think that she knows that people watch the stream like 24/7.
But she was watching the stream.
She does. She
that
knows.
Is the only aspect.
She knows. She knows.
She knows. We told her in space.
Literally. Oh. And she watched the stream 24/7. She was watching Zaldi be all depressed and shit.
She dreamed of Zaldi. Allegedly. Wait.
It's so funny because nowhere in that conversation does the person who posted that screenshot actually mention Zaudi's name, but then she's like out of nowhere talking about how she dreamed of Zaudi. How does that even make sense?
The fact why that have you guys been yelling them on stream is crazy, guys. The fact that I'm yelling them, my days.
I have to see it. Yeah, I'm going to see it.
I'm taking it.
But
off.
Why do we have to see it?
What the fuck is this
Guys, so Zaudi is sleeping with Kiara.
Says who?
I'm asking.
Maybe where'd you get your information from?
God just told me.
Maybe in the form of a question.
Yeah, God just told me. I was on his line. He just told me. Zaudi is on Kiara bed.
Who said that?
God!
Sure.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What?
What?
God, do you actually enjoy that shit? Because why are you still there? Why are you still there?
No,
man?
I'm not watching that.
No, Scorpio, I know what.
Maybe. I was. This girl, man, she needs. You need help. You need help.
Okay.
Look, you're going to realize why.
Yeah, like, maybe look. Look elsewhere and then you'll realize.
Now she's not ugly. Maybe that's ugly as hell.
Look where?
Nowhere.
Look at your messages, Navy. Look at your messages.
Oh, God. My motherfucking butt.
Yeah, Willie. It wasn't me. It was Navy. What'd you say my name for?
Flavia.
Not Flavia. They took photos of her in which she didn't look good and published them. Calling her ugly is pure ageism. You follow standards that Zaudi does not follow. Go fuck off. That
I'm ageist, bitch.
Hag.
Georgia, Willia, PR, Georgia.
With her older.
But she's ugly, though. Like, that's just a fact.
Oh, guys, last time I called someone ugly, I got attacked.
Who did you call ugly last time? Objectively
Because she was like, it's my opinion. I think she's quite ugly. I don't think she's that ugly.
No, she's Diane? Just got a lot of teeth. She's got her adult teeth and her baby teeth in her mouth.
Georgia, there's more happening in Diane's face than just the teeth. The teeth.
Thank you.
The teeth. Thank
you. The teeth take over.
The teeth.
Guys.
It's the teeth.
Guys, we need the PR. Stop it.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Guys, the teeth, if you know what I mean.
Guys,
we don't want the Brazilians after.
Yeah, please.
See,
I can't even
speak.
Italian is fine.
Let's talk about Pro Max. I can't wait for Zaudi to describe the sound she heard tonight. Like, guys, good night. Au revoir.
I think we're all going to
bed. Yeah, it's
really sweet. Yeah. Go make eggs.
Navy, are you going to go make eggs?
Oh, she's already gone. She went to.
She wants.
To
make she wants. To, oh,
guys.
Oh. Last piece, vote Zeldy, please.
Yes, yeah. Vote Zeldy. If you don't, you're going to get 7 years of bad luck and bad sex.
See you at our next spontaneous phase.
Slide. Kiara.
No, shut up.
Two votes.
Okay, so that means, so you're saying, Ali, because these, like, no offense, guys, but these are not going to understand. You're saying, slide her, how many? Two votes. They're going to think per vote, per three, give Kiara two and Zeldy one. Ali, shut it.
You give Zeldy 500, you give Kiara two. You give Zeldy 600, you give her two. That's it. Just give her two.
Real.
You slower than
Okay. Slide Kiara a couple of votes, then focus on Zeldy. But the
if you guys can't vote, please. Yes, if you guys can't vote, please make emails, please.
And send
and then
them.
Send them to me again, okay? I'll receive emails again.
Okay,
thank frontline workers for
real. Oh, and no, really quickly, the people that keep asking about temporary emails, they don't work, so stop wasting your time.
Yep, and they've also clocked on to the bot.
Yeah,
so.
We don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is. What? And I'm from Milan.
I'm from Turin.
I'm from Sicily. I'm from Florence.
So.
Wow. Small Italy. Yeah. Anyway. Buonanotte tutti.
Buonanotte tutti.
Not everyone.
Vote.
No?